Mara says that we see from here that they call it Shmira Meikara, which means that as soon as you harvest the wheat, you have to watch it that water doesn't come on, it doesn't become hametz, in order to kind of mitzvah of Ushmartim Samatza. So Mara says, Mar Bered Ravina, Menachta Lehime Bahar. So she says, Menachta Lehime, Chiti Mitchilas Tziru Tzorach HaPesa, Ha'ob De Hushimu Meikara. On top of that, that's how Mar Bered Ravina used to, what's it called, watch the grain mamish from the time that it was harvested. Who arva? So that's a sugya that's of shmir mitshas tzira on the shatelisha, and we say that basically written around by Paskin that even the rabba says was shrugged up, he didn't have harat, and halach is like that. You have to have shmir mitshas tzira. And the Rav Paskin that Rava really, Malacha, you could shmir mishas lisha, not, but the chatchila, you have to shmir mishas ktira. Just like Rava, the chatchila was makbid on himself, even though Malacha is not like that.
What's the arbi?
Huh?
What is the arbi?
The arbi means when it was, what's it called? It was a bit cut, I think. Does he say the... Yeah, but the brush is mashed means when it was right away ripe off the stalks. Let me just see this up here. Shamlo imol kritim is mana kotzer. Baharvi barevos harbi. A baharvi means what's it called? Barevos harbi. She watched, she ate a lot of matzah, she says up here. So she had a lot. Baharvi, molly arevos harbi. And it's the awesome about him, she used to put away what's it called, special chitin that were nishma lishma, so you should be able to eat them, what's it called, to eat them. Right. Okay. Hahu arva, the chiti, it was a boat that was carrying wheat, the tava b'chishta, and it sank in this river called chishta. Shar yirava l'zbuna l'nachrim. So Rava permitted them to sell the grain to Goyim. Ace the Rava Barlivoy to Rava. So Rava Barlivoy asked Rava, how could you be matter to sell this grain even to Goyim? Begit Shavit Bokilayim, Hariz Elohim Karenu Lenachri. Begit that has a chut of Kilayim in it. In other words, the Begit is made out of wool, and it has one, what's it called, one thread of you can't see that it's Kilayim, it's lost it. It looks like a regular wool bag. So you're not going to sell it to a guy, because you're afraid that since people will know that a Jew sold this to the guy, they'll think it's not Kilayim, because it belonged to a Jew. And the guy will go and sell it to a Jew, and the Jew will buy it, not knowing it's Kilayim. Same thing over here. What's it called? How could you sell this wheat that was chametz? The grain was chametz. It was sunk in the nar. And people will know that a Jew sold it to the goy. They'll think that it's okay. And they'll buy it back from him and they'll use it on Pesach. Lo yaseh bo, this is the end of this brisa. Lo yaseh bo mardas lechamor. And you can't use it for a saddle for a donkey. Aval osin aso takrich in the mace. But you can use it for tachrichi. Samara says, "Nachri my time, why can't you sell this beggar to a guy? Lav mishum the other master Yisrael. Is it not because we're afraid he's going to sell it to a Jew, the guy, and the Jew will buy it, knowing that a Jew sold this to the guy, thinking it's not Kilayim? Amar Rava, was Bilu Kaba Kabal Israel, Ki Heichi the Kali Kabal Tishma. No, I was, but basically you should sell it to a Jew, little by little, a little bit to different Jews, and it should be taken to the Pesach. And it must be a Harata. That can't sell it to a Goy, right? Sell it little by little to a Jew, and that he should be able to finish it before Pesach. There are quite a few things here. Let's see Rashi first. Ha, Chishta Shemanor, name of our river. Tava Kovala Pesach, Ohayu Bachitim. This happened before Pesach, and there was grain on the boat, and it sunk in the water, and it became chametz. But you couldn't see that it was chametz. Shehavet bo kilayim, shenera bo chut shel kilayim, beino nikon. Right, in a big bag, in one thread, was pished on a big bag of tzemer, or the opposite. So harezel you kreno v'nochri, to hoil the ein kilayim shmo v'karim, since you can't see that it's kilayim, also the zvun ein ha'nochri Yisrael. You're afraid that the goy will sell it to a Jew. The love is to Yisrael, the love of that guy. And the Jew will buy it thinking that it's okay, because he knows that originally this goy bought it from a Jew. Below Yasema Mardas Lechamor, Dilma Hadr Shaki Lenehosan, the Toto Vechon in the Goddam. You can't even use it for a saddle, even if the saddle itself is an usher, because you're not wearing it, and it's something that's hard, and we're not afraid you're going to put it over you. So a saddle is okay. But we're afraid, since you don't know it's Kilayim, you may take it out of the saddle and use it for a patch and clothing. And then it's Hakabi Osir. Aval Osir of Sutakrich and the Mace, the Mechosim Sulo Shokilay. Because for the Mace himself, there's no Isser of bearing the Mace in Kilayim. So you don't take one off. Right? And you're not afraid you're going to take it out of the Tachrichim and use it for a patch because you're not allowed to. The garden of a mace or asabama. A mace ain't mitzvah snorgus. The mace has no Indian not to kill him, he's dead. And he doesn't have any mitzvahs. But see, the mace in chavshi, kibbutz a mace, all the nasa chavshi mera mitzvahs. The honey chite, kibbutz lo minker, kibbutz dido, by these grains of wheat that sank with the boat. Also, you can't tell their chametz. So how can you sell them to a goy? He's going to end up selling them back to a yid. Also, Hainokri, the other Muslim in Israel. Kaba, Kaba, so any Harami Rabbi said, wasn't mine to sell it to a goy, to a Jew, and to sell it to him a little bit so it'll be finished before Pesach. Kaba, Zeh, the Kaba, Zeh, a little bit to this Jew, a little bit to a different one. The low harbi li shechad, and not a lot to any one person. A few things over here. First of all, this halacha that about kilayim. Now let's go back to the first thing. The Gemara says later that if you have dough and it looks like it's ready to become chametz, then put cold water on it, and it'll stop it from becoming chametz. From that, the Rav Yoh learns that if you soak wheat, grains, in cold water, they won't become chametz. So the tour brings a riot this tomorrow. Because here the boat sank in obviously cold water in a river, and it became chametz. So he says that it's only dough that the cold water will prevent from becoming chametz, not grain. Grain will become chametz even in cold water, not like the ravioli. The Mishosit says no. Neither of them become chametz. But as soon as you take them out of the cold water, it becomes right away. Here it became chametz after you took it out of the water, not while it was in the water. That's one thing. Second thing, the halacha that if you have a kilayim, you have one thread of linen in a gigantic baguette of tzemer, it's kilayim, it's awesome. But her, why isn't it buckled? Why do we say it's buckled the shishim or buckled the rope or whatever? So the answer they say is, Pashit tells us, that Kilayim, the Isser, is the Tarubas. Torah Asher, the mixture of the two things together. And even though they both Heter, when they're mixed together, they're Isser. So there's nothing to be bothered. The Isser is the mixture. And whether there's any mixture at all, that's Asher. It's not Shayat Bickle. Right? Bickle would be, there would be Shayat Bickle, if you have a hoot of linen, and it gets bottled in what's it called, in a row of a bagel of cotton. So now the cotton is mevatel the linen. And then you mix that with wool, then the linen was bottled before it was mixed with the wool. But mixing linen and wool in any proportion is what the Isser of Kilayim is. That's why it's also. So they ask if that's the case, and Basar B'chalav should be the same thing. Basar B'chalav, the bus is mutter, the chalav is also, the mutter, and the Isser is the mixing. So why should it ever be bottled? Even a little bit of chalav. Tosha says, because when Basar B'chalav, it's not just the mixing, it's the cooking that's also. Mashna, it's a time, it's a taste of Basar B'chalav that can't be mixed. And therefore, bottle is no taste. But by Kilayim, it's not a taste. It's the mitzvahs of having linen and wool together. Any amount is put together. Mashaking or Basar B'chalav, it's not the issue of having them together. It's the issue of cooking them together, meaning that the tam should go in. And therefore, when it's bottle, there's no tam. That's the difference between Kilayim and Basar B'chalav. Okay, now it says you can make this tachrichim for a mace. The Chara Halacha is that you're not allowed to do anything that shows that a mace is potter for mitzvahs. You can't walk into a cemetery with your tzitzis hanging down, right? And in fact, what's it called? It says that we do put tzitzis on a mace, right? In order not to loiter rush, not to bury him in a beged that has four corners without tzitzis, and you're making fun of him. So you can't have the mitzvah. So how can you bury him in Kilayim? So they say the chiluk is like this. Kilayim, the Isser is the Hanoh. Right? It's not usher to wear Kilayim, it's usher to wear it in the way you have Hanoh. If a living person would wear Kilayim in a way that there's no Hanoh, we had these sugars before, he would be over the Isser. So a mace can't have Hanoh. The mele for him, it's like a living person without Hanoh. So the Isser isn't there. There's no loy l'rosh. Mashay can tzitzis, even though it says that if you don't have Hanoah, then a begging. You wear it for a different reason. You're not hiding tzitzis. That's because you're not covering your body as a begging. But anything that covers the body as a begging is hiding tzitzis. So tzitzis, a mace, is also covered in a begging. Right? You don't have to have Hanoah, the doctor, to be hiding tzitzis. Now, if you're covered and you don't have tzitzis, you're making fun of the guy because a living person in a similar situation would be chayiv. His man hazeh, what's the Ramban says, different reason. He says, not the Arkaner says, the Ramban says that the reason you're allowed to bury a mace in Kilayim is it's not nikkur. It's only talking in this case where the chut was never. When it's only loy v'rosh means you're mocking the mace, when it's not chayiv in mitzvahs, where you could see. If it's not something that's visible that you could see, then there's no mockery. That's what the Ramban says. The Tosfos says, Bizman Azeh, we don't bury a mace in tzitzis. We take off one of the tzitzis here, so we don't put a talis b'chlal on the person. In the Chutzlars, they put bury them in a talis, and they pass it on the tzitzis, because that's a worse noise in Rosh. So in the time of Tosfos, they always wear tzitzis. Today, many people don't wear tzitzis. It would be a mockery of the guy. When you're alive, they didn't wear tzitzis. All of a sudden, you're dead, and we put tzitzis on you. So we don't put tzitzis on anybody, not to mock. A lot of people don't wear tzitzis, this one has it. So that's the, that. Okay, let's go on. Okay, no, now it says you could sell a little bit. There's a three-way, four-way machlokas over here. The Baal HaEter holds like this. If you sell a little bit before Pesach, we assume it's going to be finished before Pesach. You don't have to tell the guy that it was chametz. If you tell him it's chametz, he's not going to pay you a good amount of money. Right? But there's no reason why not. He's going to finish it before Pesach. What difference does it make to him? But to take advantage of the fact that he knows you can't sell it easily because it's before Pesach, and we'll assume nothing's going to happen. So if you sell a little bit, you don't have to tell him it's chametz.
Well, why isn't that about those? If it would matter to him.
Wouldn't, because most people, it doesn't matter.
So the reason to make
people buy chametz before Pesach, mention. Most people don't save little bits of chametz when they know Pesach is coming.
And so then why would he want a lower price?
What?
So why
no, because the guy knows I'm stuck with a lot, and I'm going to have to sell it to a lot of people.